check this out. Listen to this.
We'll just blow through it. Here we go.
Might be the funniest guy in radio, but the wardrobe from Costco has got to go. Kirkland signature, that's his brand. Jesus Christ, he needs a stylist. Yeah, I said it, man. Too bad it ends at 11. You might hear the reverend. What the hell he say? Yo, it's just Jesse Jackson. If you know what he's saying, call into the show. It's 520-9711. Understand the language. Call if you do. You might get a prize. Oh, Babu. Oh, Babu. Oh, Babu. Babu, Conway Jr. His show's
all
so
right,
great.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. We're going to get to Macadocious, but first, the news with Gina Grant, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 Newsroom.
Back up, back up.
What do you do? What do you do when they turn on what?
Here's Gina Grant with the news.
What do you do when they turn on what?
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 All right, Gina Grant with the news, everybody.
Oh, so much going on. Well, first and foremost, a Los Angeles woman claims she was injured by her Victoria's Secret thong, prompting her to sue the underwear manufacturer. The plaintiff in the case, 52-year-old Mark Macreta Patterson, attributed the May 2007 injury to a Victoria's Secret low-rise G-string, which I know you've had some situations
wow,
with in the past
low
as
rise.
Well.
Get the high-rise.
Exactly. Mm. Patterson's lawyer said that a design flaw caused a decorative metallic piece on the underwear to fly up and hit Patterson in the eye while she was putting on the underwear. Prior to the lawsuit, officials from Victoria's Secret had asked to see the offending underwear, but they were refused.
Wow.
They wouldn't give it to him. And we have some audio of this.
All right. Here's the thong lawsuit, everybody.
The metallic piece, as it flew in, basically gave her a pretty good cut to her cornea area, which basically affects her vision. She has a cut to her cornea. Basically, it's a corneal abrasion. It's a pretty severe cut. Had it gone a centimeter one way or the other, it could have blinded her out. The facts may be unbelievable to some people, but those are the facts, and that it didn't even happen. Our client was injured, and she was injured because Victoria's Secret failed to make their product safe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy smokes, man. Stay away from that Victoria's Secret underwear. It's going to blind you.
Absolutely.
I don't understand how the underwear, how she got hit in the eye.
How it got in her eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw a picture of the underwear. It's it has like a rhinestone heart on the front.
Right.
And I've gone over and over it in my head, and I can't get a clear picture of how this hit her in the retina.
Do you think she wasn't wearing it properly? She thought it was like a ski mask?
I was just going to say she might have been wearing it as a sweatband on her head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Thongs, man.
Yeah.
Well, screw it. What'd they give her money?
They don't know yet. It's going to court.
All right. I hope she loses. All right. Anything else going on in the news?
Yes. Well, memorial services have been held for noted TV journalist Tim Russert after he died at his Washington, D.C. office on June 13th. After a private funeral Wednesday morning, friends and family remembered Tim Russert at a televised memorial service at Washington's Kennedy Center Wednesday afternoon. The service featured moving speeches from colleagues such as NBC Nightly News correspondent Tom Brokaw and Brian Williams, but there was also some awkward yet heartfelt words spoken from Mr. Russert's former school teacher. We have some audio of that.
All right, here's Timmy's school teacher.
Here's little Timmy Russert. You're in heaven now, Tim, where every day is Meet the Press. Welcome home.
What?
Do you think people clap in that situation because they don't know what else to
do?
Yeah,
they're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well, she also said that because she doesn't know what else to say. But for you to sum up your life, you know, can you imagine if somebody, if one of my teachers, like, I don't know, Mrs. Palmer or Mrs. Bernstein, were to speak at my funeral, and she were to say, you're in heaven.
Here's little Timmy Russert.
Here's little Timmy Conway. He's in heaven now, and every day is KLSX day.
Oh. Ah! Why would you wish that on you?
So this lady is wishing that every day he had to sit across from lying politicians and try to BS him?
Where every day is what the hell did Jesse Jackson say?
What?
Oh, man.
Not good.
Every day is Meet the Press Day. Baby, baby, please.
Yeah.
You sit across from, you know, the liars and the scumbags and the people that will say anything to get reelected. That's what his life was? No, every day. It should have been, you know, every day he was watching the Bills with his son and a beer in one hand.
Exactly. I thought that the whole point of this memorial service was to shed a little light on the personal side
yes.
of their life, not to say every day you get to go to freaking work now in heaven.
I mean, that's such an insult. I mean, if a guy, that's like saying, you know, if you take a Randy Wang, and let's say Randy Wang never worked here at the station, and every day, little Randy Wang is in that in heaven now, and every day is Magic Mountain Day.
He
you just
that,
go, what the hell?
That Bugs Bunny tie every day.
Every day is
Home
Depot
cake
day.
Would you guys bury me in my uniform from Magic Mountain?
You'd have to have a couple of them sewn together, man. All right. Anything else in the news there, Gina Gray?
Yes. Well, finally, potential First Lady Michelle Obama made her television rounds recently. Ms. Obama appeared on The View this week, and though she was trying to sound supportive of her husband, Barack Obama, it somehow came across sounding a little insulting.
Is that right?
Yeah, we have a clip of that.
Oh, boy.
When your husband first said, I want to be president, did you want him to be president?
Who is Dr. Ruth interviewing him?
No, that's Barbara Walters.
Oh, it's Barbara Walters. All right. It sounds like Dr. Ruth.
When your husband first said, I want to be president, did you want him to be president?
No. It's like, please don't do this. You know, I didn't want Barack to go into politics because I thought politics was a mean business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I knew this man that I loved. He was sweet and pathetic. I thought there's no way.
What? He was sweet and pathetic?
Oh, go on. They'll explain.
Oh, Babu.
Man that I loved. He was sweet and pathetic. I thought there's no way.
Pathetic? Did you say pathetic?
Empathetic.
Empathetic.
Right. No, he's pathetic.
Sweet comma.
Empathetic. Empathetic.
So the whole barnyard goes crazy
yeah,
after that.
Yeah, you gotta. Anytime Whoopi's correcting your speech or spelling, man, it's really a rock bottom. There she goes.
Well,
Whoopi Goldberg.
Finally, another person Michelle Obama was supportive of was former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. And we have some audio of Michelle stating how much Hillary has broken down barriers for women.
All right. Hillary Clinton.
And I think that Hillary Clinton has, as she said, she's created 18 million cracks on a ceiling. And we need to keep pushing it and pushing it. Because it's only until women like her step out, mm-hmm. take the risk, take those hits, and it's painful and it's hurtful. But she's taken them so that my girls, when they come.
Alright.
Yeah.
There she goes. The communists are taking over.
Yeah.
Here they come. All right. Well, we'll all live like the Soviets for 8 years. Who cares? All right. Anything else happen in the news there? Gina Grad.
That's what's happening,
all
Jimmy.
Right. Gina Grad with the news, everybody.
Shut up.
Give us eight.
Randy.
The news with Gina Grad.
Son, shut up.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you, well, that.
All right. There she goes. Gina in the news, everybody. All right, it is Thursday. We like to talk about weed before the weekend. Everyone loves the weed. And joining us is KLSX's new crown stoner, the king of stoners.
Shazam.
Adam Macadocious, man. Nice to see you, dude.
How you doing?
All right.
Always a pleasure.
You like that weed, huh?
Shazam, the kosher stoner.
All right. Now, Randy Wang is, when I knew him, when he first started the station, I don't think he had more than one drink every month or so. How often did you drink when you started working here at the station?
Before I started working here at the station, probably once every couple months.
Every couple months, you'd have a few. And
yeah.
Now it's you just get plastered all the time.
I have to get plastered every night and every day.
What's he drinking on in there right now?
I don't know what he's hitting tonight, but I don't think he's drinking.
I got a Miller
now.
Chill in here.
No. Now, when you go home, do you drink every night when you get home?
Yeah,
you do. And what do you grab for?
I got a bunch of Miller Lite. At CVS, they had a sale, 18-pack of Miller Lite for $8.
Wow.
Ooh.
That is some sale, man.
It was a great deal.
Now, do you go hard stuff as well, or you just go with the beer?
Lately, I just go with the beer, because once I go too far on a hard drink,
right.
I have to stay away from it for like a year.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
I went
and
too
how
far
many,
on whiskey
now,
recently.
You're a big guy. How many beers can you handle?
I can have 10 before I get really bombed.
Okay. And how many, when you go home at night, how many you tackle?
Usually about 4.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself.
That'll put me to sleep.
Yeah. All right, and Gina Grad has seen him on more than four, though, right?
Yeah, I'd like to debate the 10, but, you know, another two, we don't have to do it on the air. We can do it after the show. But it takes, I think it takes a couple less than 10.
Yeah.
I think his
like
tolerance is going down.
Maybe eight less?
Exactly.
All right. He also, Randy Wang, and I don't know if he knows that, I guess you know we're going to talk about this, right? He has also gotten into marijuana while he's been on the show.
Yeah. Sure.
And you had never smoked pot before you started KLSX.
I had never, ever smoked pot before I started working at this station.
This is a station that will drive you into rehab. And how often do you smoke weed now?
Usually about once a week whenever Slammin' Sam Phillips comes in.
Right. And sure. You enjoy it. But the first couple of times you smoked, you didn't get high.
For the first probably year I was smoking, I didn't get high because every time Sam and I would go out in the parking lot, you know, she always pushes a joint on you, and I kept trying to smoke it, but I didn't realize you had to breathe in.
Oh, you didn't?
I did not know how to inhale.
What'd you think? It was a topical?
I was just smoking,
just
blowing
it on
your skin? I thought if I tried to blow it out my nose, that would get me high because it'd go to my brain.
No.
So for the first almost year I was smoking weed, I did not get high. And then for a while, I thought I couldn't get high.
And then what was the first high like?
The first high was amazing. I was I was at home with a joint that Sammy gave me, and I smoked probably about half the joint, and those are pretty big-sized joints, and I just started feeling this great feeling, and suddenly just a picture came in my mind, and I had to have something. I needed to have some mint chocolate ice cream right then and right there. All I could think about was that green and black mint chocolate ice cream. So I wait an hour or two till I'm okay to drive.
Yeah.
And I drive to Gelson's, but it's too late and they're closed. So then I drive to John's Supermarket, but they don't have any ice cream, apparently.
No respect.
And then I drive to Ralph's, and they're out of mint chocolate. So finally I make it over to Thrifty's.
Wow, you really needed it, huh?
And they still have the ice cream scoopers there at Thrifty's.
Right.
And I get a triple scoop of this stuff in a cup, and I eat the whole thing the second I walk in my car.
What time at night is this? 10 o'clock?
This was at 11 o'clock on a Sunday.
Right. All right. So it's not hard to identify the stoner at 11 o'clock on Sunday.
No.
Three big scoops of ice cream in his car at 11:30 at night.
Driving to a bunch of closed places.
And you finished the entire thing, right?
Yeah, within about 3 minutes.
Now, where'd you find a Thrifty's? I haven't seen a Thrifty's in a long time.
Yeah. I don't think it's Thrifty's. Thrifty's
right
anymore.
Right, yeah. Right, the ice cream is still Thrifty's.
On Laurel and Ventura?
No, I went to the one on Magnolia.
Oh, I see. Okay.
In Coldwater.
All right, now you've gotten into weed. And yeah. Macadosh has been into weed for a while as well. I'm not into it anymore because I got a kid and I get too nervous and I get too paranoid. I didn't really enjoy it much other than like, you know, right after college for a bit. But now you've gone as far, you've enjoyed weed so much that you've gone as far as today. You went to a doctor to get a prescription for weed?
Oh,
that's right.
Stepping his game up.
And what did you say to the doctor? What was your ailment?
I told this doctor who Sam Phillips referred me to. I told this guy, I'm suffering from insomnia because the way I work in my schedule, by the way, I have insomnia.
Which I have.
Which I have.
Right. Okay. Now, let me stop you here for a second. Every time somebody goes and gets a prescription from a pot doctor, they always use the term, which I have. They'll say, well, you know, I told the doctor I had a bad back, which I have. I told the doctor I have insomnia, which I have. I told the doctor I have arthritis, which I have. You don't have it. You just want the pot. You want the prescription. And that's cool. I understand that. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from you. But I think you guys might eventually ruin it for people who do have the ailments. No?
No.
You don't think it's going to happen?
It'll be legal in 10 years.
I don't know.
You'll
about
be able
that.
To get it at 7-Eleven.
All right. The pot business is really taking off. All right. So you go get your prescription. Walk us through this for people who want to do this.
All right. Well, usually if you see a pot, so these usually flyers for these doctors, but I got referred by a friend. And I'm sure you can ask whoever your dealer is, where did they get their license and stuff? Or
right.
It's not called a license, it's called a recommendation. So I went to this guy's office. I brought $150 cash with me. I fill out a couple of papers. They don't need medical records or anything. It's, you know, not too in deep.
Just your driver's license.
Yeah. I get to the doctor's office. I go in. I tell him about I have insomnia. He wants to give me sleeping pills. I tell him I'm afraid of sleeping pills, and I don't really want to take them. So he says, what kind of treatment would you like? I said, Well, I tend to fall asleep when I have medicinal marijuana. Right. And then the guy tells me this. This is so funny. He says, well, my only concern is if I put you on marijuana is that your appetite's going to go up.
He took one. He was eyeballing you. And has that happened?
Pretty much. I'm really good to my diet with my Shape Fitness plan.
Right.
Except when I smoke weed, then I have to hit a drive-thru. Okay. Sometimes two.
All right. So you get the prescription. What did that cost you?
It cost me $150 cash.
All right. And he was willing to give it to you.
Uh-huh.
And you pay him the money. Now, that prescription's good for how long?
6 months.
At any pharmacia or any pharmacy?
Any medical marijuana pharmacy.
And it's good for 6 months?
Yeah.
And you have to renew it. What does that cost?
$150.
$150 Jeez. Bucks again? What a racket that is. Yeah.
It's not a bad deal.
All right. So you get the prescription, and did you immediately go to a pot store?
Immediately. I went home. They give you a website where you can find all the pot store locations.
And what is the one closest to you on I won't say where you live.
You want to know where it is?
Yeah.
It's so funny. It's
like
right next
door?
To the. It's right next to the pizza place.
Yeah. All right, that pizza man or whatever.
Pizza
that
land.
Pizza land. All right. So you could walk there.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
And what are the hours of that pharmacy?
I think they're open 9 to 9. Right. So what I'll do is I'll walk in there. I'll get my pot. And then I'll walk over to Pizza Land and get one of those 36-inchers.
Mm. Jeez.
Jesus Christ, man.
Jesus
and,
Christ.
I mean, you're going to wipe that. That whole shopping center is going to be wiped out by you.
Yeah.
It's like King Kong's coming in again. And how much did you spend on pot today?
I spent $30. Well, first, when you join the place, they give you a free gram.
Oh,
and
wow.
So I got a free gram of blueberry kush.
Right.
Mm. And then I bought a $20 gram of OG kush and a $10 triple X pot brownie.
Jesus Christ. And have you eaten the brownie yet?
I had one bite before I got here.
Did you enjoy it?
I didn't start enjoying it until about an hour after the show started.
All right.
I see his Asian side a lot more.
Randy Wang, everybody. All right, let's talk to people who are in the pot business.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're in it legally or illegally. What kind of money is being made here in the pot business? From a friend of mine. Actually, I'll tell you who told me this. Arsenio Hall said that people who open up these pharmacies and these little pot shops are making a killing. They're now have big homes, they're driving Mercedes-Benz, and they're really kicking ass in life, and not too much flack from the DEA or the feds. And Adam Akathoshes is with us. Now, you're not in the legal pot business, right?
I had a prescription like a couple years back with the Boo Malibu. We went and got it together.
And yours is expired, I imagine?
Yeah, I didn't need to renew it. I met everyone I needed to meet.
All right. So
you kosher now.
So you renewed. You had it for 6 months,
no,
made
I
enough
connections.
No, I
actually had it for a year. Back then, you could get it for a year.
Right. And, well, that's right. A year or 6 months. But you made enough connections in that period of time.
Yeah, I spoke to the people I need to talk to and got the networking down.
All right. If you're in the business legally or illegally of selling weed, or I want to talk to you. Because I have a feeling there's not that many people going to jail for this weed anymore. And it might not be a bad business to get into if you can get into it legally. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. It's a big business here. That Oaksterdam University is putting on classes for this. You see that?
Canna business.
Yeah, canna business, man. I think the 28th and 29th, Oaksterdam University. Give them a free plug. What the hell? All right, 520-9710. Adam Akathoshes is with us. I want to talk to people in the pot business. All right? If you don't want to give your full name, that's cool. I'm not going to bust you. The cool show. We're all cool here. We're mellow.
We're marinating.
We're just going to get busted here, dude.
Yeah.
And we're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. If you're in the canna business, I want to chat with you. I hear there's major money involved with that, legally and illegally. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Don't forget, you can email us here at the show, conwayshow@gmail.com. Conway Show, C-O-N-W-A-Y, SHOW at gmail.com. And that laugh you hear is from the biggest stoner ever, Adam Macadocious, man. Shazam.
Shazam. I think if you can't spell Conway, then you got to stop smoking.
Yes. All right. Now, you go to these pharmacies, right? Do you have a prescription still?
No, I don't have one anymore.
Oh, boy.
No, I got out of that.
Do you know anybody who owns a shop?
Yeah, I got. I know a couple people. One of my favorite shops is Humboldt Relief right there on Reseda in Reseda.
Yeah?
They got the best kush.
Pop up all over the place, huh?
Yeah, there's a million of them. So my friend had a stack of cards of all the pharmacies around.
Jesus Christ.
There's a website where you could go find all the pharmacies, and people, fellow stoners, put reviews about the customer service and the quality and take pictures of their product.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
All right, I want to talk to people specifically. If you own a legal shop, I don't know if it's legal or not, but you own a shop somewhere in Southern California, you got a storefront, I want to talk to you about the business because it might be an interesting business to get into. I don't know if they're still, are giving licenses to do this, but if they are, it might be interesting, huh?
Yeah, I heard you can't open up new shops anymore. They put a cut on it.
Moratorium on it?
Yeah.
The place by my house just opened 3 months ago.
Yeah, no, I think Macadocious is too stoned to
speak. I don't know. Well, I'll talk to some of these people and find out.
about weed. Quinn in Ventura, you're on 97.1. How are you? Hey. You there?
Hello?
How about Alan in Granada Hills? You on the air?
What's up, guys?
Hey,
how's it going,
look at
Matt?
You, dude.
Yeah, just marinating.
Yeah, let's smoke a blunt, homie.
Shazam, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Hey, now, Bubba, you know somebody who owns one of these shops?
Yeah, my buddy.
All right, and where is it? In the Valley?
Yeah, Granada Hills, baby. Granada Hills Pharmacy.
All right. And how long has he been in business?
I'd say about a year and a half.
And how well is he doing?
You know what? When he first started out, he got...
I'm sorry, I can't hear you there. Did you pot him down?
I think he said he got raided when he first opened up.
He disappeared on us. All right, let's talk to Frank. You're on 97.1. Frank, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, man.
So, dude, you can make a killing in this business.
All right, now, are there people opening up shops right now who are basically busted out, and you have the shop for a year, and you kick ass, and you're making, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars?
You know what? To be honest with you, I don't know that deal. I mean, what's going on right now is there's so many kooks out there that are dealing, like, oh, here's the purple kooks for $70 an eighth.
Right.
You know, and like, oh, you know, I'll take the Pepsi challenge any days. You know, bottom line, it should be like $400 an ounce, but you got all these freaking Barneys that are, you know, basically. Right.
Hey, Bubba, we got to ask you not to use that whole F word.
I did not mean that. It slipped out.
You got it, man.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
But, you know, they claim they got the Durban, and it's, $80 an eighth. I mean, it's so ridiculous. Yeah. The best thing to do is you go to Amsterdam. They have everything right in front of you. And, you know, they keep it real. But here, you know, they know these rich people in L.A., so they just ream them. You know what I mean? But it's like, you know, average, if you make about sell an ounce for $480 an ounce.
Right.
And, you know,
hey,
you're making,
let me ask you a
know,
question, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not into the new Purple Haze and White Widow and the Super Kush because it's too stony.
Heroana.
Do they still sell Shake?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, Maxi, you can get it for dirt cheap, you know?
How much?
Oh, my gosh.
Like 60 an ounce.
Is that right?
Probably. Yeah,
probably lasts more, depending.
Takes you about an hour to get through all the seeds, you know?
Some pretendo.
Yeah, but I miss the
really
old days.
Ridiculous.
I miss the old days where the seeds popping in your face.
I know. I mean, that's just, you know. But I mean, on average, you know, if someone's someone's getting rid of about 10 pounds an ounce and selling it, being cool and going like $60 for an eighth or $120 for a quarter, you know, the guy's making, you know, if he's only moving 10 pounds, he's making $36,000 a month.
Yeah.
You know, so that's almost $400,000 cash.
That's a lot, dude.
A year.
Yeah, that's good times.
You know
now,
I mean?
Now, when you buy, did you deal in college or high school? When did you deal?
I deal in college.
Right.
I had some hookups that lived up in Humboldt, and you know. It
now
was,
let's
it
let me
was
ask let
ridiculous.
Me ask you a question. Let's say you bought $500 worth of weed from your connection, right?
Okay.
Would you sell that then for $1,000?
Well, $500—that's usually, you know, I usually got it for like $250 an ounce.
Right, but I'm trying to ask you: if you had $500 worth of weed that you bought, how much would you sell that weed for?
I was actually a really bad drug dealer. I didn't even call myself a dealer. I basically was like, I'm hooking up my friends. You know, like, hey, can you hook us up?
And gave it to them at cost.
Kind of. I mean, I made a little bit enough for me to at least smoke an ounce for free.
Right.
You know?
All right, you weren't really into it for the business end. You're the social dealer.
I was terrible. I mean, I was broke all through college. But you know what? I smoked for free.
You're the only broke pot dealer in college.
Yeah, he made them buy the food.
All right, buddy. Thank you for calling, Frank. Take care of yourself, dude. All right, if you're in the pot business, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. David in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Tom?
All right. Now, you selling weed?
Yeah.
And you doing it like in a storefront, or you just buzzing around the valley?
Street level, actually.
Street level.
LA. Yep.
Now, do you actually sell on the street?
No, I mean, I do it to a circle of people that I know.
Right. And how big is your circle? How far will you go?
Well, I'm pretty well acquainted.
All right. All right. Now, let me ask you, nowadays, if you buy $1,000 worth of weed, you seem to be doing it for the business aspect of it.
Correct.
If you buy $1,000 worth of weed, how much would you sell that weed for?
If I buy how much?
$1,000 worth of weed.
Well, that's not really much.
Well, let me say, how about this? Pound. How about $10 trillion worth of weed?
Man, if I did that, they'd be on me.
Oh, I see. All right, let's do something in between. How about $50 billion worth of weed?
Let's start with a cutie pie. Let's crawl before we walk.
All right. How about $25,000 worth of weed?
If on street value, you could double that.
So you do what retailers do.
Pretty much.
And if you buy $30,000 worth of weed, you're going to make $30,000 profit.
Give or take,
yeah, tax free. Now, how do you without getting into specifics? And again, we don't know who you are, but how do you wash the money?
Oh man, invisible soap.
But seriously, I mean, you go to buy a car with $30,000 in cash, and someone's going to come knocking on your door.
You don't do that. You just as fast as it comes, as fast as it goes.
Oh, you spend it on all kinds of crap, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
You gamble at all?
No, I don't do that.
I like.
I'm already gambling doing this.
I like how you get down on guys like me. No, I would never do that. Gambling, please. What's wrong with you? How much are you making a month?
I'd say about $1,500.
You're making $1,500 a month?
Profit, yeah.
Oh, babu. So you have to have another job.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh, okay. So you're not really a big.
No, I'm not. I'm not pushing big things.
All right, dude.
Like ounces.
All right, buddy. You're a big stud. Dude, be careful out there.
I will.
All right, take care. I talk to him like I talk to cops. You know, the guys out there who sell weed, they got to be careful. You know?
Yeah.
And again, he's not selling cocaine. I didn't think he was. He's not selling methamphetamines. I hope he does. I don't know if he does. But he's selling weed. I mean, everyone smokes weed.
Shazam.
Except me and Gina. We're the only two that don't smoke.
You can even grow your own plants now in your own houses with these prescriptions.
That's illegal.
It's illegal to the DEA and Fed. It's not illegal with the local cops.
I heard from an LAPD officer last night that the tolerance of plants you can grow in your living room at your house is zero. You can grow zero plants.
What about in your backyard, not your living room?
Zero. Zero.
All right.
They have no tolerance for it. That's what I heard. Let's talk to Tony in South L.A. He's probably hooked up here. Tony, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right. Now, you're into selling pot, right?
Yeah, we could say that.
Okay. Without going into specifics, are you a big player?
We usually bring in about 1,000 kilos, maybe about every 2 weeks across the border.
Oh, so you're a big guy.
Shazam.
You would get the big prize at Chuck E. Cheese.
I definitely will.
All right, and how much profit are you making off of that in a month?
Quite a bit.
Are you making $30,000 a month?
Where you could say in the six figures.
A month?
Easily.
Yeah. Wow. Now, at some point, Tony, don't you think to yourself, well, I have $2 million profit. Maybe I should quit, not get busted, enjoy $2 million.
It's been about 10 years. You know, I just everything's set, and, you know, I actually...
Can you get out of it now and enjoy the rest of your life?
Definitely.
Wow. Jeez. And are you planning on doing that, or is it like the mob, once you're in, you're in?
No, it's not like that. Those are...
the good old days?
Stories. Yeah. I mean, what we usually do is just import it across. We take it cross-country, New York, Chicago. So it's very few people touch it here in L.A.
Right.
And it just usually goes cross-country. So by the time, let's say, my price... after we pay the guy that crosses it, whatever, we usually do Arizona.
And how do you get it across? I mean, is that a difficult operation?
It's
getting tougher.
There's
huh?
Not really. It's it's the government, Border Patrol, they're all in it, so.
Oh, I see, okay.
You know.
I understand.
It's, not that.
I'd like to get out of radio and go and be business partners with you.
Yeah, for real. 6 figures a month.
You can actually buy a big motorhome and just stuff the cash and
take it
across Mexico for me.
All right, man. All right, buddy. I'm glad you called.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Right, take care of yourself.
Keep smoking.
All right, there he goes. Yeah, keep smoking because this guy's making money off it, man.
I think he put you on a mission.
Yeah, look at that, man. A lot of people in the weed business. All right, Adam McIntosh is with us. He knows people in the weed business. And if you're in the weed business, give us a call here. Evidently, there's a lot of profit in that, especially if you own a pharmacy nowadays. 520-9710, 888-520-9710.
Yeah!
Matt Kadoshis is with us. It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. We'll do it live!
That's right.
Like to sing, it's all inside of you.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah.
Adam McIntosh is with us.
Yeah.
You can email us show at conwayshow@gmail.com. conwayshow@gmail.com. And we're going to have our website up soon. It's going to be timconwayjr.com.
Oh, exciting.
Very exciting around here, man. All right. If you're in the pot business, we want to speak with you. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Dan in Playa del Rey, you're on 97.1. How are you, sir?
Hi, Tim. How you doing?
All right, ma'am.
I guess I haven't heard anybody really say. I've been involved in the business for about five, six years as far as legally. And
you have a storefront?
I had a storefront, sold my position that I had in it. But
you sold your position.
Right. I mean, basically what you're looking at is going out and cultivating your own. As a pot store owner, you have homes throughout L.A., where you grow your pot.
Oh, I see. Okay. And is it illegal to do that?
Well, the way that you set it up is you have prescriptions that people bring into your store, and you have a plantation, let us say, in a home, and each 8 plants you're allowed to grow legally by the state of California. So you have 8 plants in a covered pot representing a prescription of that individual.
And you have to have that prescription on hand in case you get busted.
Right, exactly. And you have 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, and you could see the multiplication of those plants turns out to be quite a number of plants that you have growing underneath the home.
And you better have a prescription for every 8 plants.
For every 8 plants, right.
Okay.
And that cost factor costs you to grow it about $1,000 a plant. And that in turn represents, let us say, maybe 8 ounces to 10 ounces per plant that you have.
And what does that sell for in your storefront?
Well, you generally are selling it anywhere ounce-wise. You sell it for around $350 per ounce. But if you break it down to an eighth going for us, your guy said he paid $30 for X, probably anywhere from $40 up to $80, depending upon the strength of the pot it is. Mm-hmm.
Well, how are you doing in your business? I mean, if you wanted...
Well, you multiply the cash. You're looking at...
I'd like for you to do the math because I'm not going to sit there and multiply, you know, 80 grams real quickly. Are you doing well?
Yeah, you're looking at someone, they would have 200 patients a day. spending up to about $1 million profit a month is what you're looking at, with rent costing about $5,000 a month.
Wait, $1 million profit a month?
Yeah, yeah, ooh, because you're growing it.
Wait, so that's what you were making in your business?
Oh, yeah, easily.
$1 million a month.
That's with 200 yeah. customers?
Yeah, it's 200 customers a day, and you also have a doctor that is associated with your store, so when you come in to see the doctor...
So why'd you get out of the business?
Enough cash, and I'm in my late 50s, so I could retire.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, good for you, man. Congratulations. What do you do now? You don't do anything?
No, nothing. Nothing. Nice. It's a very good business to be in. You're helping out people who do have a need for it and others that don't. Like, I've been smoking since I was 16 back then in my younger years. You always had to look at the police coming after you.
Right.
Now, you go into a store. It's like a candy store. You can pick out what you want and get what you want.
Yeah. Now, did you smoke while you were working?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you enjoyed it all the way around.
Yeah. I mean, I have a disease, and it helps me with the pain that I have from my disease.
What's your disease?
So it hasn't been found. I become paralyzed for some reason.
Oh, Jesus.
And can't talk, can't walk, and it's been happening since August of 97. But regardless of that, it does help the pain from the episodes I do have.
Are you paralyzed from the waist down?
You know, my hands and my feet. And I stutter tremendously when I have these episodes, so it's pretty tough on me.
Can you call us back during an episode?
I stutter so much you wouldn't understand what I'm saying to you.
Ooh.
But if you like that, it'd be my pleasure. What the hell? You know, we can get along. It's a very good conversation.
Hey, Dan, I hope you feel better, man. I hope they find out what's wrong with you.
Okay,
man.
Bro. Thank you very much.
Right, take care of yourself, I hope you're better, man.
$1 million
there
a month?
There he goes. Jesus Christ. $1 million a month. Jeez. That guy's making.
I wonder how many months he worked.
Wow. Look at him. If he works 12 months, it's over.
Jeez. I'd retire.
$12 million.
He said a year and a half. Is that what he said he was in?
Busted my ass at the station for 12 years. I haven't made that kind of money.
Accumulated.
Talk to Jonathan. Yeah, 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Doing good. How are you doing?
What are you making a month on weed?
Not no $1 million a month.
You're doing it the old-fashioned way, the illegal way, huh?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. I'm probably pushing right now $8,000 to $10,000 a month. It's slowed down a little bit right now.
Because the economy?
People don't want to drive to me anymore.
Oh, pharmacies. Man.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you a question here, dude.
Yeah.
$8,000 to $10,000 a month. If you get caught doing what you're doing, what kind of time are you looking at?
It's probably a felony because I carry a lot on me. The thing is, I have 12 people distributing the weed itself, so I usually make around 50% profit, and with the cut that they make off of it, probably I end up with 35% to 40% on top of that.
See, so, I would go to bed every night and think to myself, I wonder which one of these 12 rats is going to rat my ass out.
Sometimes I think about that, too.
These rat bastards.
Yeah, but I've been working with them for a while. It's almost like they're my employees. I mean, I don't think they
family.
Can get any other jobs out there.
Now, you giving them health benefits?
No, actually, I don't give them any health benefits, but they get paid enough to buy their own health insurance.
Do they take a couple weeks off around the holidays?
They take a couple weeks off, but I don't know if it's around the holidays. It's just whatever time they want to take off.
All right, man. Well, that's not bad. And you're making about $8,000 to $10,000 a month?
Right now, I'm making $8,000 to $10,000. I was making a lot more than that before. I was close to $30,000, but it slowed down this whole probably 6 months, 7 months. It's been slow.
All the pharmacies, man.
Yeah, all the pharmacies are killing our business.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, good luck with that. I hope you do well.
All right, thanks
a lot. Take care. All right, there he goes, everybody. People do well in that business, man.
People are getting jaded with all these pharmacies, though.
All right, if you want to email us, you can do so. Brand new email address, and we'll read each and every one. Every email that comes in will be read in its entirety, I hope. ConwayShow@gmail.com. ConwayShow@gmail.com.
Spell it.
C-O-N-W-A-Y, show, S-H-O-W, at Gmail. G.
G.
As in G.
The seventh letter of the alphabet.
Yeah, gmail.com. ConwayShow@gmail.com. All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Thanks for coming to Macadocious.
Shazam.
And we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
I'm a G.
Oh,
sorry. We're on the air. I'm sorry, man. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Sorry, man. I was just talking to John and Jeff here. All right, John and Jeff. Speaking of John and Jeff, they're with us. What's on the big show tonight, fellas?
It's the third shift free-for-all, so we're getting ready for the weekend. So we're going to try to have a good time tonight.
That's our goal.
Oh, so just free-for-all, huh?
Well, we got a sex offender who won a $57 million lottery, and a lot of people are unhappy.
Wow.
And he got the lump sum.
Holy Christ.
$57 million goes to a registered sex offender.
Holy smokes, man.
Jesus,
I got to get in that sex business. How about that, though? You win the lottery because you got away with it. Did he get away with it or he was convicted of it?
No, he got convicted, got out about 10 years ago, and then got lucky.
And won $58 million.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Imagine the weirdness he can get in with that.
Oh,
that money.
That's unreal,
all
man.
Those porn sites he can afford now.
This guy, he'll be back in prison or broke.
Jesus
within 3 years.
Christ. $58 million. So if you made $58 million, there would be no John and Jeff show, right?
I think there would be, but there would be...
There would be? You'd show up here every
night? Yeah, I would still do it.
You're out of your mind.
Seriously,
is
I would.
Is that right?
I absolutely would do it.
Yeah, I would too.
No, you wouldn't.
I swear.
You guys are lying.
No, I would.
Off.
We would have a bigger support staff, and it would be a little easier to do it. But I would still do it.
Man, I tell you, I wouldn't do it. If I had $58 million, I wouldn't do it. And I would buy you guys out and throw you guys off the station, too.
But you could do the show anywhere in the world via satellite. So you could be in Maui, Bangkok.
You could
be anywhere.
From the track.
I'd be at the Bellagio doing cocaine from every orifice of my body. All right, gang. John and Jeff show is coming up. Tim Conway Jr. show tomorrow right after Lycus on 97.1 Free FM. Alex in Santa Monica, you're on 97.1.
Toward the poor.
I'm in line at McDonald's. Can I call you back?
You want me to put you on hold?
Yeah.
All right, put you on hold. What are you getting?
The number 3.
Is that a quarter pounder?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Fries and a Coke.
Exactly.
All right, hold on one sec.